Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, my sisters. This is episode number 44 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is Just As I Am. As you know, this month, I have been sharing hymnals that women have written to lift up our hearts in song to the Lord, just as the birds that are singing morning, noon, and night. I will start off by sharing something briefly about the hymn writer herself. Then I will share the hymn and along with it provide encouragement for your day. Psalm 51, 1 and 2 states, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Has anything ever happened in your life that makes you feel disqualified from ever becoming a Christian or from God ever accepting you into His heavenly kingdom? Well, today's hymn, entitled Just As I Am, was written by a bedridden woman who felt useless to do anything except express her feelings of devotion to God. Her name is Charlotte Elliott, and she was born in 1878 in Clapton, England. As a young person, she was known as Carefree Charlotte. She was a popular portrait artist and a writer of humorous verses. At the age of 30, however, a serious ailment made her disabled for life. She became depressed until a well-known Swiss evangelist, Dr. Cesar Millan, visited her. While seated at supper, the minister said he had hoped that she was a Christian. She took offense at this and replied that she would rather not discuss that question. Dr. Millan said that he was sorry if it had offended her, that he always liked to speak a word for his master, and that he hoped that the young lady would someday become a worker for Christ. When they met again at the home of a mutual friend, Miss Elliott told the minister that ever since he had spoken to her, she had been trying to find her Savior, and that she now wished him to tell her how to come to Christ. "Just come to him as you are," Dr. Millan said. This she did and went away rejoicing shortly after she wrote this hymn. Charlotte wrote approximately 150 hymns throughout her lifetime. Today, she is considered to be one of the finest of all English hymn writers. "God sees, God guards, God guides me," she said. "His grace surrounds me, and His voice continuously bids me to be happy and holy in His service, just where I am." Charlotte experienced inner peace and joy in spite of her physical affliction until her death at the age of 82. She died September the 22nd, 1871, in Brighton, England. She was buried, as far as we believe, at St. Andrew's Church in Hove, H-O-V-E, England. Now I would like to share just the beginning of this hymnal as it is sung by Whitney Phipps.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me
I thought that it would be a blessing for you to hear Whitney Phipps' Sheridan song, but I'm going to continue to read the lyrics of this hymnal because I believe that it would be a blessing to you to make sure that you hear the words plainly. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. There is not a lot to add to what I have already said to encourage your heart. If you have allowed anything to keep you from coming to our sweet Jesus, stop what you're doing now and just come as you are. Call him and ask him to save you right now where you stand, and he will. Get into a local Bible teaching church and grow in your understanding of who Jesus is. Also, go to our website given at the end of this podcast and click on the section, Receive New Life in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 6, verse 35 and 37, it states, Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whosoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Please mark your calendars to listen to our next podcast. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.